Welcome to Low Code Ninjas Legends. This is 5 minutes with Oleg Oksiok, founder and CEO of AllRight.io, an online foreign language learning marketplace for kids.
So Oleg, what do you do?
I do AllRight. I'm a founder. I do company that teach English to kids online.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. What was your first experience with low code or no code?
Well, I used to work as a software engineer for 15 years. And then I decided that I'm too old for it. And I'm starting to use low code. So what I was starting to do is to found new startups and test idea with landing page and everything manual, a lot of manual work, serving customer taking too long time and too much efforts, but no code. We could start from day one or month one.
Yeah. Peggy, that might be the best quote we've ever had about why do you use low code. I was a software engineer for 15 years and I'm too old for it.
I love it. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I want to get something done for a change is what he was going to say. That's fantastic. So what was one low code project you did recently that was awesome?
The last low code project I did was AllRight. So that was one of idea I tested. I found five amazing teachers on English teaching marketplace, built a landing page, advertised it, put my teachers to landing page, and I got first customer in 29 days after I started working on an idea, and I got 15 customers in next month. And then I decided that this worth to more efforts, and I started to build development team to automate all that.
If you can keep that growth rate, I mean, you'll own the world in about a year or something like that. But what's the biggest trend you're seeing right now in low code and no code?
I see trend of creating mobile applications with low code with visual tools. We never did it in our company, but I heard a lot in it about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So who's the one person or company to watch right now in low code?
I wouldn't say that I follow trends in low code, but I would say Clubhouse is sort of low code company because they launched very simple application without much functionality, with simple idea and minimum functionality about it, and got huge burst of this application. And when they got this burst, I didn't see any progress with application development, but they kept having this burst. So I'm not 100% sure whether this is low code, but from my point of view, that was very simple application.
Interesting. And what's your top tip for people who are starting a low code project today?
My tip is start today. Just start. Just do something with low code. Don't look for expensive developers. Just do it yourself with low code. That's it. Today or tomorrow, maybe. Not the day after tomorrow.
I love it. Just do it. John, you heard that before?
Yep. Nike.
We have it. Absolutely. Oleg, I want to thank you so much for sharing. It's a great story, inspirational, and hey, very much hands-on. Thanks so much.
Peggy, John, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to join you today. Thank you. Bye.
Awesome. And of course, everyone else tuning in, you know, if you're a low code legend, you know someone who is, we want to hear from you. We want to have you here on this show. DM me on Twitter or LinkedIn. We'll chat about how to feature you and your story on an episode here soon.